Obviously, the economy is far and away the most important issue. And what I heard across the state is with so much economic hurt, people want a bipartisan alternative that's going to put folks to work, not stay the course. Profits are up. We're pleased about that. Stock prices are up. We're pleased about that. But middle-income families are being squeezed harder than they've ever been. And there simply wasn't much tonight to try to give some relief to those hardworking middle-income families. Well, medical costs are gobbling up everything in sight. In fact, all across our state, small businesses are being hammered. And essentially what we were told tonight is if you cut taxes some more, somehow health care costs would go down and things would come out all right. I think you're going to need a much more concerted effort. The bipartisan plan that I've developed with Senator Orrin Hatch provides the kind of path that I think will let the job get done. In every corner of Oregon last week, what I was told is that the promise of Leave No Child Behind, that there would be additional dollars and real accountability, has not been honored. So what we're going to try to do in Oregon is put together a bipartisan alternative that finally makes sure that our state gets the funding it deserves, and instead of a bureaucratic absurdity, we get the kind of accountability that families deserve and that improves scholastic performance. Clearly, it was a good speech, but I think this is a time when we need more than speeches. I think we need the president and his administration to reach out to Democrats and try to come up with bipartisan alternatives. You look, for example, at the overtime issue that wasn't mentioned. Thousands of Oregonians would be hurt by the administration's proposal to gut overtime. I wish that there would be an effort to work with Democrats on issues like protecting overtime rather than gutting it. I'm certainly interested in meeting the administration halfway and in many instances, such is the healthy forest legislation. We essentially rewrote what was done in the Senate to try to find common ground. So I hope that tonight, as the Congress tackles these issues, that there will be a more concerted effort to develop mainstream bipartisan alternatives to creating jobs, cutting government waste, and improving health care and education.